Tension is escalating in Hong Kong as thousands of protesters gather at the city's airport. Over the weekend, demonstrators and police have clashed at protests in dozens of locations across Hong Kong. Our correspondent Catherine Diss is at Hong Kong Airport and I spoke with her a short time ago. Catherine, what's the scene there? What are the protesters trying to do with this sit-in at the airport?
Well, Sally, this protest here, Sally, started as a sit-in protest on Friday, but it's actually morphed into much more than that. It's now become more like a walking rally or march through the airport. They've now occupied the arrivals hall and the departures hall. On Friday, it was just the arrivals hall, but they're literally everywhere. There's thousands of the pro-democracy protesters here, and they've come out because they're angry about what the police did last night. They're saying that they're calling it police brutality. They're saying that it was uncalled for, and they want them to be able to face justice.
Is there a risk of clashes at the airport, given that we saw that incident over the weekend with tear gas being fired at protesters at a subway station?
Sally, I'm not sure that the police would actually go that far. I mean, it's certainly a risk, but there are a significant number of tourists here, so it would be risky for the police to encounter with that sort of action. But as you said, we did hear it happen at the at a subway station where there could well have been commuters going in and out of that particular station. So police are using force to be able to try and quell the unrest here. I certainly wouldn't rule it out, but at this stage it's probably a bit too difficult to tell whether or not it's going to escalate that far.
And what about particularly for some of the workers who work for the local airline Cathay Pacific? What's the situation for them if they've been supporting the protests?
Well, we've heard that Cathay Pacific has fired two airport employees and also suspended a pilot for taking part in the anti-government protests. And that's quite a significant step for the airline to take, given it is Hong Kong's main carrier, not China's main carrier. And it came after China intervened and ordered them to comply with a new directive to make sure that their workers don't take part in these sorts of activities. So it's quite a significant step and made them kind of choose, I suppose, between their own citizens and the central government in China.
Is it inevitable that these protests will continue, and how are police planning to confront the unrest? Will they use options such as water cannon?
I just don't see that there's any end in sight, Sally. These protests have now gone for 2 months. The energy and the enthusiasm hasn't waned in the slightest. If anything, it's become more violent and more aggressive. So I can't see any end in sight for what's been going on the streets. They may well take a bit more time to breathe during the week and then head out on the weekend again. But My feeling on the ground is that they won't stop what they're doing until they get what they want from the Hong Kong government, and that is greater democratic freedoms. They want people that have been arrested to be released. They want charges to be dropped. And they want, of course, that extradition bill, which started this whole protest, withdrawn altogether. So until those things are addressed and the Hong Kong government takes them seriously, I think we will continue to see the unrest here. And we're hearing that they could well continue right into October, which is when China's National Day is. And we're being told that that could be a strategy of the protesters here to embarrass Beijing, to show the world that the central government does not have control of Hong Kong as it would hope.
That's our correspondent Catherine Diss at Hong Kong Airport.